good they were. The girls make such good things to eat out of almost nothing.
The other children appeared at just that minute. But it was Benny who spoke first.
"Hello, Joe," he said. "You look just like Joe. Is this your garden?"
"No," said Joe, laughing. "It's yours."
"Oh, no, it isn't," said Benny.
"It is ours, Benny," said Henry.
"Joe and Captain Daniel started it for us. And you may help me weed it, too."
"Not now," said Benny. "I want my breakfast."
"We'll eat soon," said Jessie, smiling at Joe. "This is Violet, and I'm Jessie."
Joe said, "Yes, Captain Daniel told me all your names. I feel as if I know you all."
"Oh, look," cried Benny. "Peas. I'd like peas for dinner."
"Our dinner is all planned, then," said Jessie. "We'll have peas, and everyone will pick and shell them." They walked slowly back to the barn, leaving Joe at the woodpile.
"He's nice, isn't he?"
said Violet as they walked along. They all agreed that he was. After the four bowls and the bread and milk were set on the table, the children sat down carefully on the packing boxes. Then Jessie said,
"I think that after breakfast, we better make a plan for the summer. Every day we must go swimming, and every day we must cook something at noon. After dinner, we must either make something or go exploring."
"Make something, such as a dish cupboard, I suppose," said Henry, looking at Violet.
"That's not a bad idea, Henry," cried Violet.
"I will make you a cupboard this very day," said Henry.
"Let's wash the dishes and pick the peas now," said Jessie. "Henry can make the dish cupboard while we shell the peas. We'll take the dishpan to hold them."
On the way to the spring, with their bowls and the dishpan, they passed Joe at the woodpile.
"Henry," called Joe, stopping his work, "did you know that Captain Daniel goes over to the mainland every morning for groceries? If you need any groceries, you may leave your order on a piece of paper in the box on the dock. Captain Daniel will bring your order back to the island before dinner."
"Oh, how nice," said Jessie. "I was wondering what to do about milk. Ours is almost gone."
"Just write what you want and I will take it down now," said Joe. "Here's my pen."
Jessie and Henry sat down facing each other on rocks to think.
"We must have butter for the peas," said Jessie,
writing it down on a piece of paper from Joe's pocket.
"We want bread and four bottles of milk every day all summer," said Henry.
"Sugar," called Benny, "and some dog bread for Watch."
"Good," said Henry. "I almost forgot Watch."
"I want to go with Joe and see the little box,"
said Benny, taking Joe's hand.
"Let him go," said Violet. "I'll wash his bowl for him, and we can pick peas without him."
Then the older children set to work. They picked enough for dinner, but lots of peas were left.
"Enough for two more dinners," said Henry, very pleased. "And more will grow. Now I will start that cupboard while you girls shell the peas.
How many places will you need to put things, Jessie?"
"One shelf for spoons and things," said Jessie. "And one shelf for dishes," said Violet.
"And one shelf for pans and kettles," said Jessie. "And an extra shelf for groceries."
The two girls sat in the open door of the barn shelling peas. Henry began to build the cupboard.
"What time shall we go swimming?" asked Jessie.
"We could go in right before lunch," said Henry. "Or, if you were too busy cooking, we could swim before breakfast, and maybe again at 4 o'clock.
"Fine," said Jessie. "Before breakfast when we feel like it, 4 o'clock when we don't. Maybe both, and go to bed at 8 o'clock, or as soon as it gets dark." "Oh, dear. Do we all have to go to bed so early?"
asked Violet.
"You'll want to, believe me," said Henry. "You wait and see."
When the peas were shelled, Benny came running back.
"It's a big box, Violet," he said, "and it has a little door, and it will hold lots of bottles of milk and everything. I like to..."